Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Also, finally, the President of the United States has recognized little Jeff Landry, who's been screaming and shouting, "Mr. President, I'm over here. Please notice me. Please, I'm doing everything I can for you. I'm doing all I can. I'm supporting everything you do. Even if I didn't agree with it, I would support it. Please recognize me." Jeff Landry has now been appointed envoy to Greenland. Because, according to the president, Jeff Landry understands the essential importance of having Greenland in the United States as part of our national security. Now, as far as I know, our national security has been pretty secure without Greenland being part of the United States. I mean, we have a base in Greenland. You know, we know that Greenland is important to our national security, and we're there. We're already there. We don't need Greenland to become a state. But this is part of the ego-driven nature of our president wanting to make Greenland part of the United States. It's not necessary. We already have facilities there. We already recognize that Greenland is essential to our national security. This is bogus. It's bogus because it just is nothing but ego-driven, narcissistic desires. I'm going to make Greenland part of the United States. I mean, it's a big damn country. It's freaking huge. So anyway, this is a volunteer position. So Jeff Landry's not being paid, but I guess he can technically tell his friends, I'm part of the Trump administration now. He finally recognized me. Yay! Now, he says this is in no way going to impact his position as governor of Louisiana. That's a shame. I was hoping that it would really distract him from being our governor, but apparently it's not. So anyway, Jeff Landry, you know, at some time in the past, this would have been a joke. Yeah, and the punchline would be, yeah, and the president appointed him envoy to Greenland. Yeah, that's a joke.
You know, if we're going to, you know, try to get a country a part of the United States, why not a warmer tropical vacation time? Why do we have to go to Greenland where it's cold and frigid?
Well, first of all, because Greenland's kind of an easy target, you know? I mean, they're just kind of there, and the president, I think, just wants to, you know, pick on the easiest target to try to make it happen. And then he brought up Canada as soon as he took office, and no way is that going to happen. I mean, Canada totally rejected the idea of becoming part of the U.S., and short of declaring war with Canada, which would be very, very unpopular, this president has not pursued any more that we know of, pursued making Canada the 51st state. But the idea of making Greenland even a territory, it's not important other than to feed his ego, like putting his name on the Kennedy Center. And I just, as I've said in videos that I've posted, particularly on Substack, It seems like this is ego-driven behavior that is abnormal. It's not normal for somebody to want this, to need this much confirmation, this much affirmation as to who they are. Traditionally, like this would be the sign of somebody who is very deeply shallow and insecure. And he certainly doesn't present that image, but is that who he really is? A really shallow, insecure person that he has to say all these things? I'm just expressing my opinion. We're not going to argue about this in the same way that others express their opinion. I'm just expressing my opinion here.
Yeah.
All right.
I would have went with somebody from Maine, someone that could see Greenland from the coast, kind of like how Sarah Palin could see Russia from Alaska.
That's right.
I don't think Landry can see Greenland from Louisiana.
Yeah, that's funny. Also, for the first time in history, Denmark has named the United States as a national security risk. Denmark. What did Denmark do to anybody? And Denmark declares that we're a national security risk? Well, again, that's just a microcosm of a much bigger situation. All right, you want to join us with a comment? Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text line 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air, and we will be back with more of your comments. I still haven't seen it. It's Christmas week, and I haven't seen it yet this season. I still haven't seen Love Actually, which I always promote this time of year as an excellent movie about relationships, because it touches on all kinds of aspects of relationships. It touches on people just meeting each other. It touches on somebody who is in love with somebody, but because of the situation, they can't really express their love for the person they're in love with. It's about a man who is tempted by his attractive, sexy secretary, but he has a wife and kids. It's something that touches on every relationship, and the way it's done, I think, is brilliant. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.